This is Ozarks at Large. The Rogers Public Library Foundation is conducting its annual Conversations with Writers series of events this weekend. This year's featured writer is Carol Higgins Clark, author of several mystery and suspense novels featuring Reagan Riley, Private Eye. Ms. Clark has penned more than a dozen books centered around Riley's ability to solve a mystery, each of those novels with a one-word title, the most recent, Wrecked. During her visit to Northwest Arkansas, she'll conduct a master class for Benton County High School students, and tomorrow morning, she'll participate in a Conversations breakfast event at John Q. Hammond Center in Rogers. Tickets for that event are $55, and the price of admission includes a signed copy of Carol Higgins Clark's latest novel. For Carol Higgins Clark, the first introduction to writing came when she volunteered to retype her mother's first novels. Mary Higgins Clark is one of the best-selling suspense novelists in the world. Carol Higgins Clark says she can remember when her mother's novels first began attracting attention.
It was the summer of 1975. Her book came out, Where Are the Children, came out in August. Well, I started doing this retyping for her in June or July. It came out in hardback, and I guess it did okay, but it was when it came out in paperback the next year that it became a bestseller.
And what was that like? I mean, you know, things change then.
Oh, well, it was very exciting because, it hadn't been easy for her. She was 36 when my father died, had five kids, and went to work. And, you know, there wasn't a lot of money or anything like that. And she was sending us all to college and law school. And so when that book became a bestseller, we were so excited. As a matter of fact, we were up at my brother's graduation at Dartmouth. It was 1976, and he was at graduation practice, and my mother and my sister and I wandered into the bookstore in town, and I looked up at the wall, and they had an advanced copy of that Sunday's New York Times bestsellers list, and I looked at it, and I got to number 10. I said, Mom, you're on the list. We didn't even know. In those days, you might not have found out the way you do now, way in advance, and we were so excited. We went to the Hanover Inn, had champagne, and it was just great.
Well, now let me ask you about Reagan Riley, because Reagan is the daughter of a successful mystery writer.
My publisher suggested that. When I spoke to the publisher, I said, this character, she's a private investigator, and they said, make her mother a mystery writer. I said, okay. And I didn't know what was going to happen with it. We just laughed. And so, again, I didn't know what was going to become of all this when I started writing my first book.
How did you write it? Did you set aside time every day or when you got time for it?
Oh, yeah, I was just did it. They were interested, so they gave me a, you know, relatively small advance to live on for to see if I could, you know, to see what I could come up with. And I had gone to St. Clair's Hall in Oxford for a term in college. It's not a part of the university, but it's a school there. And I had also taken the QE2 from England to New York. And I thought, well, I think it would be fun to set a mystery in Oxford and also on a cruise ship. So I started with that idea. And I thought Reagan goes back to a reunion of people she went there with for a term. And her roommate, who had left school right before it ended, everyone thinks she ran away, but her remains are discovered. It's 10 years later. And I just started working on it, and of course that was the hardest one to write because I was new, and you know, writing is obviously different from retyping a book, but happily it was well reviewed and it sold, and I was on to the next one.
And that was that first book, of course, was Decked, and since then there we've had Snagged, Iced, Twanged, Fleeced, Jinxed, Popped, Burned, Hitched, Laced, and Zapped.
Cursed and Wrecked.
Cursed and Wrecked, right, that's right. Do you come up with, when does that title reveal itself to you?
Well, generally when I'm thinking about what it's going to be, the titles happen, my mother came up with the title Decked for the first one, because we were thinking of something that related to a cruise ship. And then I had gone to a pantyhose convention with someone I was dating who had a pantyhose business.
I'm sorry. That's the first time I think I've ever heard that sentence.
I know. Well, exactly. Right? And I thought, I've got to use this in a book. How many writers have been to pantyhose conventions? And I thought, how about a murder at a pantyhose convention? So I said, if that was Decked, this should be Snagged. And that's how the one-word titles happened by accident. And now they just kind of come up regarding the subject matter. The book Iced was set in Aspen. The book where they got married was Hitched. And then they honeymooned in Ireland, so I called it Laced. And Cursed was about a character who feels so unlucky all the time. And I don't know, I just figure out what one word ending in ED, one syllable, will go with what I'm writing about.
Do you have to have some sort of flow chart for what a character has done, what they might do, how they might interact with somebody else?
No, when I'm writing, I have some poster boards and I take a lot of notes about the subject matter and write down characters and what they might do. But then when you start writing, things start to happen. I mean, I sit and think a lot about, well, would this work or that work? But somehow you just keep working and hopefully it all comes together. But I do toss around a lot of ideas and write them down on these poster boards. And it's always interesting for me to look back and say, oh, I didn't use this and I didn't use that, but I did use this.
When you have the conversation with the Rogers Public Library Foundation, there are going to be a lot of people there who love your books and want to hear what you have to say. There will be aspiring writers or people who think someday they might be an aspiring writer. I'm sure you get asked all the time, what's the first step? What's the one thing that someone who's going to try to sit down and write should understand?
Well, that it's not easy. Yeah. Not to take rejection too hard. To write as often as they can, and to read the kind of stories they might like to write. And I also tell people to take a class, particularly adults who aren't in school. It's good if you sign up for a writing class and you get assignments and you have to bring work back in. As a matter of fact, my sister-in-law, who was my roommate from college, who married my brother, she decided to take a screenwriting class, and she left me a message today. She goes, it was her first class last night, and she wants to try and write a screenplay based on one of our Christmas books. And she goes, it was so much fun. I loved it. And she's never taken a writing class before, and she just started last night. So I would say anybody who might want to do it, it's to get that energy from being in a class, but also to just not be afraid and sit down and do it. That's the hardest part sometimes, is sitting in the chair and getting started, just letting the fear dissolve and just putting it down, because what you write isn't going to be set in stone, and you don't even have to show it to anybody. We spoke at a luncheon today, and a woman asked me about that, and she said, oh, I've just never done it. I was afraid. I said, well, try. You don't have to show it to anyone right away. But if you like to write, just at least try.
Carol Higgins Clark is the author of many best-selling mystery novels featuring private investigator Reagan Riley, including the latest titled Wrecked. She'll be the keynote author at tomorrow morning's breakfast conversation at John Q. Hammond Center in Rogers, sponsored by the Rogers Public Library Foundation. For more information about the event, rplfoundation.org. For more information about the author, carolhigginsclark.com. Tickets for tomorrow's event are $55 and include a signed copy of Wrecked. Also during her visit, Carol Higgins Clark conducted a master class for Benton County High School students. And you can hear more from our conversation, including if the author would actually go on a real vacation with her literary creation, Reagan Riley, who always manages to find danger even on her honeymoon. That and more from our conversation available at OzarksAtLarge.com.